How many times have you said something that you later regretted? Before you blurt out how you feel, delay reaction time. Verbal reactions can be cathartic, like a fever is to a virus, but once those words cross your tongue, you can't take them back. Saying the wrong thing at the wrong time can easily happen with family and friends and create tension, but it can prove to be even more problematic at work with coworkers, your boss, and clients, especially if your livelihood depends on your position at work. The pitch challenge today: build a buffer technique to delay reaction time. For those of us like me who don't have a poker face and can easily be read like a bottle of Windex, a buffer technique is extremely valuable. I'm not saying you need to be disingenuous with your response and not share how you feel, but it is very wise to give yourself a few seconds to articulate it in a way that is not reactionary and that you may later regret. One easy buffer technique is to smile and say a word of gratitude to that person in your mind first and then respond. This does two things. It can soften the blow of critical reactions and give yourself a few extra seconds to gather your thoughts so you serve them up in a meaningful and productive way.